Why has the state gone to 41st on the child well-being list?
One of the main reasons we've fallen in ranking is because our child poverty has worsened by 16%.
Is that the measure of greatest concern to your organization?
Child poverty is very cross-cutting, and we know that when children grow up poor, the longer they spend in poverty and the deeper the poverty, the worse it is for children. So in that sense, that is very concerning. But the research is also very clear that there is a lot we can do to help children who are low income and help them succeed, things like child care subsidies so they can have access to really high quality, affordable child care so their parents can work. Things like health insurance so they can start school healthy and ready to learn and be healthy in school and continue to learn. Supports can really matter, so it's an area where we can do a lot to help.
What are you doing to help?
By we, I meant as a community, because children do well when their families do well, and families do well when their communities are supportive. So looking at things that are going on at the state level in the legislature, currently our General Assembly is debating child care subsidies. We have a huge waiting list of 30,000 children waiting for child care subsidies. These help defray a portion of the cost of child care so that parents can work. When they don't get this assistance, they often have to look for the cheapest possible care or rely on a network of providers that may end up falling through. Parent may come in late, miss a day's work, miss a day's income, and if that happens enough, may lose the job. And that's not fair to the family, it's not fair to the employer, and it's very bad for the child because you want stable quality care. So this focus on child care subsidies is a very positive thing to begin to reduce that waiting list and hopefully increase the subsidy rate. We're also, as a state, looking at ways to improve teen health. Another indicator where we worsened significantly was on the teen death side. And so proposed measures such as limiting teen cell phone use while they're learning to drive and requiring wearing a seatbelt in the back seat of cars, that will also help protect teens and help us improve in that ranking.
In other areas, how did the state fare? I understand there's some good news in this.
Yes, there's absolutely some good news. For one thing, we rank in the middle of the states when it comes to things like test scores, and that's an area where we've really put a lot of emphasis and said, this is something we want to do something about, this is an area where we're going to invest some money and really work to get those test scores up. And what the data show is that we've absolutely had that, and that our 8th grade and 4th grade math students are scoring above, if not above the national average, at least we're in the top half for the nation on that. We're also getting better on things like teen birth rates and dropouts and making some important improvements in those areas.
As an advocate of children in the state of North Carolina, are there challenges that you face trying to do your work?
North Carolina has a long history of really making some important investments for children, things like More at Four and Smart Start. We're really considered to be a national leader when it comes to improving the quality of early care and education. We've made some important strides on things like immunization. But by the same token, we have a lot of challenges that we need to face, and we really need to build on those commitments on the past to keep moving forward so that North Carolina can be the best place to be and raise a child.
So the state being 41st, is that cause for alarm?
It's certainly sobering, and it should serve as a strong reminder that we need to really be focusing our attention here. We had an economic downturn. Times were tough. There's a lot of different issues vying for everybody's attention, but we really need to focus on children and pull ourselves up from this 41st ranking.
Elizabeth Hudgens, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.